North Carolina's agricultural industry contributes $70 billion annually to the state's economy. Many of the farms that grow corn, soybeans, and sweet potatoes are right here in the East. But have you ever thought about how most local produce is harvested from the fields before it's delivered to the stores? Director of Outreach for Greene County Healthcare, Steve Davis, has been working with migrant farm workers for 16 years.
Duplin County, you know, Wayne County, Wilson County, Lenoir County, and Pitt County would be some of the more densely, more populated areas as far as the migrant farm workers.
North Carolina ranks fifth in the nation for its number of migrant farm workers, and Eastern North Carolina has the highest concentration in the state. Many of the farm workers in this region are coming from Mexico and other Latin American countries. They are contracted to work in America on a H-2A visa, which allows them to stay in our country for up to a year.
And those workers are usually brought here on buses to Bath, North Carolina, where the North Carolina Growers Association is located at. And then they're processed, you know, through the system and then distributed throughout the state, depending on what grower they're going to be going to work with.
Migrant farm worker labor allows us to enjoy fresh produce year-round. However, they are some of the lowest paid, least protected workers in the country and are often exposed to dangerous work environments and substandard living conditions.
Agriculture only works in North Carolina with migrant and seasonal farm workers.
Professor of Family and Community Medicine at Wake Forest University, Dr. Thomas Arkery.
Without them, many of the crops that we have would rot on the vine. Many of them would never be planted.
Dr. Arkery has studied the health of migrant farm workers for almost two decades. His department at Wake Forest University studied farm worker camps in 16 eastern North Carolina counties. It found drinking water at about a third of them failed to meet current health standards and posed a risk to farm workers and surrounding communities.
61 of the 181 camps, that's about a third, 34% to be exact. There were total coliform present, and in two of those 31, there were E. coli present, which indicates that the water is not pure or clean and that it is unsafe to drink.
The community-based participatory approach to farm worker housing, exposures, and health study did not determine if farm workers became sick from drinking that contaminated water. Rather, Dr. Arkery says the purpose was to determine the quality of farm worker housing and how it may be related to health. While Dr. Arkery was conducting research on site, he says the majority of the farm worker camps his team visited had unsanitary and unsafe conditions.
There was rust and not working kitchen facilities. There was trash strewn about. There were holes in the roofs. There were holes in the walls. There were no locks on the doors. The bathroom facilities did not provide privacy. That is to say, there were some places where there might be six toilets in a row with no dividers between them. There were six shower heads in a row or more with no privacy screens between them.
Dr. Arkery believes the North Carolina Department of Labor's lack standards for farm worker housing and lack of annual inspections could be the reason why many of the camps in eastern North Carolina fail to meet state quality requirements. The findings from the study were presented to the Department of Labor, but Dr. Arkery doesn't think any changes will happen.
Commissioner Berry, as well as some of her staff members, acknowledged that we had done a competent and actually high-quality study, but it did not appear that they would be doing any more inspections.
In compliance with the Migrant Housing Act, the Department of Labor conducts inspections at camps prior to occupancy. In addition, the Bureau performs inspections of housing based on complaints and referrals. According to the Bureau Chief for the Agricultural Safety and Health Bureau, Regina Cullen, it's the local health department's responsibility to make sure the water is safe to drink.
Sometimes, absolutely, there are problems with the water. Sometimes growers have dug new wells. Sometimes they've chlorinated the water supply. If we are getting a call in the middle of the season saying, hey, there's a camp out here, they've got contaminated water, we refer that to the local health department and they'll go out and check.
Cullen says the North Carolina Department of Labor works closely with county health departments to test the water at farm worker camps. She adds, if fecal material is found in the water supply, the North Carolina Department of Labor is required to relocate those farm workers. In the study by Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, coliform bacteria, which is an indicator of human and animal waste, as well as disease-carrying germs, was present in some of the water samples from camps in eastern North Carolina. Dr. Arkery could not release the names of the camps where E. coli was found. Next week, we hear the second part of this two-part series, which will focus on the responsibility farmers have to provide free housing to migrant farm workers.